Africa had already given to the world monotheism, belief in one God, and had worked it out in Africa centuries before the birth of Jesus Christ, peace be upon his name, he could now, through osmosis, gather this monotheistic feeling, information, sentiment, and understanding. The first church in the world comes out of Africa. The first monastery in the world comes out of Africa. The very intellectual development of the church comes out of Alexandria, and that is in Egypt, which still is in Africa. You know, they always try to pull it out, and when they can't pull it up, they try to whiten it up. And as the sister says, and it's true, the further back one goes into Egypt's history, the blacker it becomes. The very first country mentioned in the Bible, Genesis 2, verse 13, is Ethiopia. First country mentioned in the Bible. In your Bible, it might be called Cush, spelled C-U-S-H or K-U-S-H. It's the ancient name for Ethiopia. We have just in passing, just lightly in passing, given some of Africa's great contributions just to the religion of Christianity. We say you can make no announcement and oppress people while leaving out the oppressor. Do you know that if you go to churches everywhere today, African churches, you will find a picture of a white Jesus, blue eyes, blonde hair? And do you know, if you know anything about the history of Jesus Christ, peace be upon his name, you must know that he never saw Europe. He never put his foot in it. If you know anything about the history of Jesus Christ, peace be upon his name, and we're not here to talk about his color, but the statement we make is a correct statement, he could be just about any color. But the one color he definitely could not be is the color that European imperialism painted him in the hands of Michelangelo looking at his uncle. So you can see the necessity of reading, the necessity of acquiring knowledge, and the necessity of being firm